This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So, you know, only in the world of American capitalism can you add four and five together and come up with number one. That, ladies and gentlemen, is where aviation finds itself today. We were greeted this morning with the news that American Airlines, number four, and U.S. Airways, number five, are working furiously on a merger. The resulting company would be the biggest carrier in the world, which is nice and all. But do you suppose it's possible that this is a match not of love, but of necessity? Marketplace's Sally Herships takes it from there.
Last man standing, two drunks holding each other up. There are so many choices of metaphors for this potential merger between American and U.S. Airways.
I would put it this way. American Airlines is fine dancing by itself, but U.S. Airways really needed to find a partner to dance with.
Henry Hardeveld is a travel industry analyst with Hudson Crossing. He says American has hubs in five major cities and flights to Asia, Europe, and Latin America. But with hubs in smaller cities and less international presence, U.S. Airways is not in the same position of strength.
Remember, U.S. Airways tried to merge with Delta a few years ago, and that didn't happen. United pursued the original U.S. Airways about merging. That didn't happen.
Now, it may be a case of love the one you're with. Delta married Northwest. United got Continental. There's no other big catch for U.S. Airways or American. American has been standoffish about the match. It's turning itself around and expects to come out of bankruptcy on its own. But mergers can have major financial pluses, which could tempt American, because if you buy your competition,
you would have a significant power of setting prices.
Bijan Vasig teaches air transportation at Embry-Riddle College of Business. He says that can mean higher airfares and increased profits. When companies combine, there are opportunities to cut costs.
Two airlines, they have two CEOs, two CFOs, two COOs.
If the merger between U.S. Airways and American does happen, it will create a giant airline serving 167 million passengers. But that doesn't mean you'll be able to get a seat. Mergers can also mean fewer flights. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.